or they sold it to us, so they're the ones that are. So how come they're coming and doing it then?
Okay, well, Tom's right there if you have a question for him.
Remember, we had to have somebody inspect them.
Okay.
For, it's kind of in the DEC's realm.
Oh, okay.
Tom is there if you want
to. So you have to have somebody inspect them. And we were getting Shanghai before, and you know, it's the same world around.
Yeah, Tom is in the session here if you want to talk to Tom.
Well, are we starting the meeting yet?
Yeah.
We're almost done.
Well, then I second the motion to adjourn.
You would.
So they inspect it, and now they're telling us they need coolant.
They're saying that the coolant heater is not working.
When you change everything out, it's just a package deal.
Okay.
It's common.
All right. So what are we going to do with it then? We go with it?
Well, it should be done. Like I say, you're going to end up having to get used to it. Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about the main lift station on North Railroad Street?
No, we're talking about a generator quote.
Right, and that's the main lift station on North Railroad Street. We lose power, that okay. And we need that generator. That's a vital.
Okay. Piece. The thing is, it didn't tell which generator it was.
Yeah, it's the one on North Railroad.
All right, because I did the one at the plant a year ago or so.
Yeah, well, the heater was out. We had an error.
He fortunately, said it was out, anyway, if it's got to be done, I'm not going to be around forever, so we might as well get used to having these people do it.
And they're more reasonable than somebody from Syracuse coming out and finding stuff to do.
This DM Shaver, you know where they're out of?
They are. They're local.
Clayton.
Yeah.
Don't they have offices in Syracuse too? I think they do.
Danny moved to Clayton, but the Alex is the guy that's local here. He lives in Minetto.
Well, doesn't Mindy Graham work for them?
No, that's J.M. Shaver. Yeah. Well, we got to get it done. So.
All right. So, motion on this?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, Tom. Are we done with Tom? Tom, have anything more to contribute? Tom?
Well, I just sent an email out to let you know that we're moving along on the airline project. We emptied the big white tank that's out there by the reactors out back. Tomorrow we're going to be moving that because it's right in the line of the new airline. We get materials being delivered next Wednesday, and there's a minimum amount of concrete that you got to order, and we need concrete for the stanchion for the airline. We're going to add a sidewalk that goes from that back stairway out to the effluent pit, and also a pad for the propane tanks and an area around that sump pit from the drying beds for the drying beds that pumps into the building. We're going to add a pad around that that'll be coned that'll force the water into that pit rather than having it stand around outside out there, like, because that backyard gets real wet.
And what's the sidewalk for?
Sidewalk, it goes back from the steps to the effluent. During the winter, it's a bitch to freaking get the snow removed going that way. So it's much easier if you'd had a sidewalk. Plus, we got to have four yards of concrete.
Okay.
So stanchions are about 2 yards, and so we'll use up the rest of it on site. The 4 yards of concrete was part of the original price of the unit anyhow. I mean, that's not going to add anything extra.
All right.
It's an added benefit.
Just a question, because we didn't know anything about it before.
Well.
No, it's a good deal.
You don't want it. You know, yeah, nope, that's what I figured it's just going to add.
Got to use it up.
Like the guy says, get it done.
Yeah. And then we're continuing working with the engineer. We had a Zoom meeting with them last week where we discussed certain, you know, what was going on with the plan. They're looking at different avenues. I'm sure that they got a report coming to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, what's next?
Let's see. We have our sewer meeting on June 8th. We'll be hope Ken will be here and we can discuss issues for the plant and what questions we have.
Yep.
And as I was saying, I sent a response letter regarding the violations and non-compliance back to Mr. McKenna, who addressed us. We haven't had a bill yet, but gave him a sob story to tell him what the situation is. So we've been in compliance and now we're out because we've been doing Band-Aid effects. So hopefully they'll take that into consideration. All right, a motion on the report from the voice.
I'll make a motion that we accept it.
Second?
I'll second that.
All right, all in favor. All right, and codes officer. Codes zoning report you have in front of you.
Yep, you should have. I couldn't find it. I didn't
now look for it. Now the leaves are all out on the tree.
Oh, here it is.
I found it.
All right,
well, look again.
Might have been
the
one I threw away.
4th of May, so it's been there a while.
Okay, you know what? I did get it. I did a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
April 1?
It comes in May. It's about the April. I can't print April's till.
That must be the one I threw away.
So it comes beginning of the next month.
I took it over. It looked good to me. Anything else to add?
No, there's nothing else to add at this time.
All right.
And I'll make a that we accept it.
All right, I'll second it. All in favor?
Yep,
we're in favor of it.
Thank you. Bath Hall. I've heard that name before.
Matt Hall owns the blueberry fields. What road is that on?
Dutch Hill Road.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yep. So we've got Paul's letter here. I mean, early stages of New York Post, fishing, keeping your meeting minimum size limit of 10. Yada, yada. Refunds from the conference have been issued. We got our refund. They did the planning board on Monday by Zoom, posted the transcripts, tentative tax rolls, town serves as the assessor for the village, interested in all the tax roll, tentative tax rolls been posted to the town website. Domain name, all right, and the village email address is given us here. Posted a notice about the status of the town and village offices, first phase transitioning from that, and then to the governor had given the different phases or stages of opening up across the state. I don't know if you received that or if I forwarded it to you, but I can if you don't have it. Attended a webinar today on the state comptroller. Policies and procedures for municipalities and districts. He and I were both on that, and some good information and stuff that we got more policy to write and more stuff to do.
Do we have a binder folder with our policies already?
Yeah, but okay. There's more policies that they've come up with. All that's right. The thing. So I've got to go through what we've already got, and then we've got to develop more policy. For policies and procedures that you do not now have now and are interested in, happy to help us find and develop them. And they said, don't rewrite, don't redo the wheel's been invented, don't redo. So that's good. All we have to do is find a site where they have them and we can just apply it to our size and municipality. Yep. If you don't have a binder folder list of policies and procedures, probably be a good thing to start assembling those. So we've got our folder, but as we add more, we're probably going to put it in a binder and make it more efficient and effective. Webinars were happening pretty regular basis. It was a very good one today on policies and procedures, but she went through it so fast. And I normally do, but I downloaded, I think I forwarded to you as to the PowerPoint that they used in presenting. Something the village wants to consider, some new, add some equipment to your computers and make them able to participate in the webinars and meetings over the internet, which would make it much more effective. And hopefully we don't have too many Zoom meetings, but I guess they need to have. I can think of four computers that benefit from the upgrade. Mayor, the village clerk, treasurer, and the wastewater treatment plant. And if there's others, let us know. All right. Questions, comments? If not, is there a motion?
I make a motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Before I forget, thanks, Jackie, for helping on this Zoom, and we thank Paul for assisting us in the past on the others.
Thank you, Jackie.
And, oh, good. Yep, thank you. Until we get our own equipment, I guess we're going to have to be dependent on other sources. All right. Unfinished business in the village with CARP. They're still, as far as we know, going on with Old Home Day.
The Old Home Day. Well, we're thinking, well, everything is going to depend on a lot of stuff. And exactly. She thought maybe we just have like a farmer's market instead of, because we have to be distant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, we're going to wait and
instead,
see.
Instead, would be instead of.
Yes.
Okay.
And if we do that, we did think maybe we could have it down at Merrill Park. But we have to wait and see.
Sure.
The welcome signs for the, not the welcome, those signs for the students are supposed to be up.
Banners?
Yeah, the banners the first week of June.
Oh, okay.
And they were asking for private donations for some of that also, so we could get more put up.
June banners, first week of June. Did they get businesses to contribute? Or?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
No, I've been kind of preoccupied.
Yeah. Well, I said the businesses are pretty difficult to get money out of around here, so it'll be interesting to see if they get much. And the welcome signs are on the back burner for now?
I don't think so.
Okay. We'll see where that goes then. Water project. Had a Zoom meeting on the 30th of April, presented the four proposals that were there and discussed each. And then we're going to do a follow-up meeting on the 11th, which was canceled. And following that, Mr. Miller and I think C2AE contacted Carrie to suggest that they could shed some light on the proposals that they submitted. Now, where that went, I don't know. And where the status of the proposals is it right now, I don't know. They have a meeting tomorrow night. Maybe they'll be discussed and on the agenda. I'm not sure. They do have deadline dates that they have to work within, and they did say too, I was talking to Ian, he said, you know, it's on a first come first basis, so the sooner you get in, the better you're looking. So hopefully that'll get them motivated, but I'm not sure where the board is standing on any of that. Village elections have been rescheduled to September, so they pushed it off into the fall, and hopefully that date will be effective. Community yard sale, community cleanup is probably on hold for right now.
Marianne.
Yeah.
So have you guys decided anything about the community cleanup day?
Yet. We are canceling it until later.
Canceling or postponing it?
Well, postponing it, but we may end up canceling.
I think they should have it at some point.
I sort of why, but everybody wants me to have it. Everybody wants me to have it after if they're going to have a garage sale.
I don't know about anything about that, but I just think everybody's home cleaning up.
That gets decided here.
All right.
What's that? The garage sale?
Or whoever's in.
Jen and I are working.
All right. On it. Okay.
Okay, right. But we got to have a consensus of opinion.
Okay. You got a opinion?
I got an opinion.
Pretty impactful.
All right, sure.
So we can do the yard. We can do the cleanup. We don't have to do the yard sale. It's just usually the way we do it in the spring with the yard sale and the.
It was all a matter of convenience.
Yeah, but if we still.
Well, everything the way it is right now
is on hold, probably.
Yeah, we're thinking about doing it in June or July, or maybe September, August.
You know,
maybe in the fall when they start to put stuff away. You
know, well, that's just everything.
That's a good idea. After summer, you get rid of the junk that you don't want and dump it in the fall and do a cleanup then.
Yeah, but they send always send me back.
They send you back.
Yeah. I dumped myself the other day and they sent me back.
Oh.
So what's your suggestion? I'm listening because I'm going to ask my board tomorrow night as well. I have no problem doing it June 6th. I mean, that's when we planned on doing it. But if we're going to, fine. If we're not, fine. What do you want to happen? Because I know the garage sales aren't going to be till later. It's not necessarily connected to the garage sales. If you think people are going to be ready to do the cleanup day the first part of June as we usually do, no reason why we can't hold it. But if you want to do it later, I have no problem. What do you guys think?
I think we're going to do it later.
I don't think this pandemic is going to be over with until late, like August, September.
The churches aren't open until 1st of July. And
when you're making plans, you got to push that far out or you're going to end up in trouble again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want it later, like August? I don't know.
August or September?
I know August.
Well,
see what your board thinks.
Okay, well, I'll suggest to them what you're coming up with and see what they think so, as well. So not June. We'll look at the earliest would be August, maybe September. Yes?
Yes.
We need to put on the websites once we decide tomorrow night, but you guys as well. It's not going to happen in June at this point. And we'll give them a date later on, but just so people know, don't plan on it in June. Don't plan on coming down there because we won't be there.
The only thing you can plan on is changing it.
Yeah, and I'll ask my board tomorrow night as well, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good. So let's see, we're looking at August or September.
Yeah.
That sounds
good. I'll get a hold of John.
Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, about that time of year, you're starting to sort stuff you're not going to put away for the winter. You want to get rid of it, so you're sorting things out. Anything else for old business? If not, we'll move on. Let's see. This is the elections. Self-insurance. We got our plan here, December 19th, the Oswego County Self-Insurance Plan. Calendar is worth $4,216, the amount to be raised from all the participants.
Wow.
So the amount assessed to the Village of Parrish is $666. We have this every year, and they evaluate, assess, calculate at 50% payroll, 50% claims experience. So
this is insurance for what?
Compensation assessment, workers' comp. 230 days after the year.
We have workman's comp, don't
we? I don't know. We're assessed for it every year anyways. So part of the plan.
Yeah, that's right, because we have two guys that are employees.
All right. Let's see. Wastewater. All right, we're resolution staying the status under the seeker and assuming lead agency status. And for the waste treatment plant improvements projects, Village of Parrish Board must evaluate proposed action submitted in consideration for the environmental light of the State Quality Act seeker and regulations promulgated thereafter. And Village Board desires to serve and act as lead agency, blah, blah, blah. Therefore, resolve that the Parrish Board makes the following findings. Constitutes type 1 action and the term defined in section 6. Desires to serve as a lead agent for the purposes of seeker. Village clerk shall cause the state of DEC and Department of Health as the other involved agency to be notified in this resolution. Okay, any motion for that?
I'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Who's second?
I second it.
Neil, all right.
Jackie made it?
Yeah. Jackie made it, I second. We talked at the same time.
You gotta stop that.
I know it.
And how do we do this? How long do we need a poll vote or just yeas and nays?
I think just yeas and nays.
All right, yeas. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, carried. Thank you. And environmental assessment form, instructions for completing this. And Ian went through, completed, and we'll go over the questions and answers. If there's anything that you're not clear about, call Ian. And if you're all in favor of this, the last page, additional information and verification, I certify that the information provided is true to the best of my knowledge. Any questions? If not, I will go ahead and sign. Everyone's in favor of that?
10-4.
All right. We'll get forwarded to Ian and we can pursue that.
Do we want to make a motion for Seaver and Fever?
All right. Is there a motion for the assessment form?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor? Yeah. All right. Library. Approval for library appointment.
Who do you got now for?
They have Julie Holland. Term of office. The library expired in January 2020. End of the year. 19, the published library would like to have approved her appointment for another term till 24.
I make a motion we accept.
A second.
All right, all in favor. Thank you. And you also have a copy of the building permit request and the library village of close working relationship, hoping they can have request a fee to be all or partially waived. So that will go to the town and they will discuss that tomorrow.
Okay.
And we have New York State, more restrictive local standards, construction energy codes. Codes officer looked this over and as well as the attorney, and I guess it's accepted. Right, we don't have a choice.
Yeah, we don't have anything.
We don't have anything.
We don't have anything we can say about it.
We're not in the class of people who have ever been in front of the code council, so we don't have to worry about.
We don't have any more stringent laws.
Nope, we just follow the basics. Don't have to do anything. No requirement to contact the code development at the in line up.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see, Department of Webinar Policy Procedures. All right, this is what I was saying, that they made the print up the PowerPoint, and it was a good one. It talked about a lot of the policies that should be in effect, some of the things that have to be done, and then they had the requirements and then suggested controls and things that should be looked at. And one of the things they pointed out, which I thought was interesting, is policies and procedures for a vehicle. And I'm sure we have nothing on the truck, not that it has a lot of use to it, but any vehicle that we have, you know, in terms of who uses, when uses, and mileage and all that kind of stuff. It's never been a problem, but, you know, maybe we've been fortunate there hasn't been a problem. Use of credit cards. We don't have credit cards. We have one that I think we use for fuel and that's all, but some of the municipalities probably have a number of those kinds of things. And then, you know, they were addressing computer use and internet use, those kinds of things that we really haven't had to deal with, but I suppose if we were a bigger municipality, they'd become real issues to be dealt with. So if there's, you know, feelings or anything about that you think we need to address and make sure we get on top of, let me know. Otherwise, in time, we'll get those taken care of.
Did you forward it to us?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a number of sites on there that were part of the webinar, so you might want to check the different ones over there. Maintenance request. We had a request from Ben that we need a new vacuum cleaner. And the one that we've got, it works, but it doesn't have the good suction to it. So he was requesting another newer vacuum cleaner.
Do you know which vacuum cleaner?
I don't know. Do you know, Evelyn, what he's talking
about?
He was
using the one you gave him.
Maybe the hoses are clogged.
I guess you'd have to have somebody look at it.
All any idea what the cost of a new one is, Evelyn?
I have no idea.
Right.
They run anywhere from, what are you going to get, a dustier one or just a plain vacuum cleaner to use in the house?
But you just got three offices upstairs. The main office is in the courtroom here, too. Yeah. So.
Well, you probably want an industrial one. I don't know what to run.
Yeah, I don't know. I just have to check the book. And
the other one's running about anywhere from 100 on up.
Yeah.
He said he has an industrial one, and it's a vacuum and a shampooer, but it's Sears, and he said he doesn't believe he could get bags anywhere for it.
Can you get bags online?
Probably. Yeah, probably. Yeah. We get a lot of things online that you can't
get. Most everything you can, can't you?
Just need to know what kind of bags, like a model number off the vacuum or something, you find them.
Yeah.
Would that solve his problem if you got them online?
Probably not.
I don't know. He's telling me he has this vacuum, whether, you know.
Yeah. Okay. What dump do you pick that up?
Is there a size?
He never said where he got it or what. He just said he had an industrial one at home that was also a shampooer, but it was a Sears brand, and he didn't think anyone could ever get any more vacuum bags for it. So it
Come up with a
serial number and everything.
He's got a bag in there with have a number on it.
Google it,
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what everybody does.
I mean, you know, if he actually does have it, and it's not one of his fantasies or something.
We don't know.
All
right. I don't know if there's anything wrong with the vacuum cleaner that I gave him.
All right.
I think he gets tired of it, but every 3-4 months,
all right, continuing on, then we'll see where we go with that and what we can find out. We have the shared copier in the office we use with the town, and you have the information that the company responded to Kelly, and the town and village work together and work on a 6-month basis. The town's been paying for 6 months. The village will pick up that in July. And payment, spend the lease for another year, 2-3 years. Interested in getting your thoughts on that. So.
Sounds okay to me.
Okay, a motion to continue working with the town.
I'll make a motion to continue working with the town on shared copier.
All right.
Well. Yeah, Doug already made the motion, but you can talk louder too, you know.
All right.
And it got seconded.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor. Good. Thank you. One other item here. Kevin gave me a late item that agendas were printed up. A motion to authorize the zero out of overdraw accounts codes prior to finalizing the annual report that's due in August, which he does every year. And this is
yes, I make a motion that we have him
authorization to zero out the overdraw accounts. All right, second.
I'll second.
All in favor.
All right.
Anything else for the new business?
Nope.
About the flags, Kathy.
What about the flag?
Yeah, we're going to.
Neil's going to take
care of it. I'm going to take care of it tomorrow.
Well, someone came in and said that Craig said he was going to do it. Have you talked to Craig?
Flags?
Yeah, I did.
Maybe it was you that he talked to.
Yes, he did.
And did he say he was doing it also?
No, he didn't.
That's what I.
You can't believe everything you hear.
Are these the Memorial Day flags?
Yes.
We need to go up and make sure that they are all new and spiffy, and I think they are. And I think there's like 14 or 17 of them.
Did we get our flags in that we ordered?
No, I never heard back from them. They said they were on shortened staff because of the COVID, and he never replied to me after the initial contact.
Did you have any in your?
I have the pole flags.
Yeah.
But you had a big.
No, Okay.
What was the big one you gave me?
The 5x8. I used that. I put that up.
Right. I ordered more though. Than other than that. Okay. That's what I was asking. We got lots of pole flags.
Did you get the phones?
For the poles.
Yeah.
2x3. POW.
You took one, didn't you?
No.
What did you take?
Did I take one?
Yeah.
I like something. Wasn't there? There was some left from last year that we ordered.
POWs.
I thought there was one of those. I thought
he took it.
I thought there was, but I thought there was one other one left. Maybe
no,
not.
I ordered two because we didn't have any.
Just take a look. I mean, everything is spiffy right now.
But you came up the other day and got the POW flag.
The same time I got the American flag.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I'll have a look because that's when I ordered because you took the last one out of the drawer and I ordered some other. So I'll have a look. Okay.
I can talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. June 8th, our quarterly water sewer meeting. On the 6th, 11th, our joint board meeting, 7 p.m.
Are we not having a board meeting next month? Because that's what I was paying attention to instead of paying attention to
June.
June. It's June 17th. That'd be our board meeting, right?
Well, okay.
This is 11th here.
Yeah.
That's a joint board
meeting. It says joint.
Yeah, that's joint.
June would be the 17th?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll come over and look at that one. I put July down. It's July 15th,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, I left out July. Right.
Something in there.
Crazy stuff. And then, as of right now, hold him down. Old home day, August 1st, but we'll see if that materializes. All right, anything else? If not, a payment of bills?
Okay, the general fund vouchers 169 through 180 in the amount of $5,485.38.
I'll make a motion we pay that.
Second.
Sewer fund vouchers 104 through 112 in the amount of $8,343.14.
I'll make a motion that we pay that.
I'll second it.
Okay, no, nothing for the sewer debt service. And the TNA fund, vouchers 111 through 118, in the amount of $2,132.11.
I'll make a motion we pay it.
I'll second it.
What were your general voucher numbers? 169
through 180.
All right.
I'll make a motion.
Motion for what?
Close.
Adjourn. Second.
I'll second that.
All right, thank you.
Wait a minute. Can I ask you a question before you do that? In regards to the RFPs, again, that's confidential information, executive session. If we have Carrie meet with us tomorrow night to talk, do any of you have other questions that you needed answered before we look at that rating the way it came out? Can you please get in touch with Carrie and have her answer them for you? I'd like us to talk about it tomorrow night, the town board. I don't know if I'm going to have everybody there or not, but I'm hoping that we can get an answer to move forward. So if you have any questions or whatever, please get a hold of her before tomorrow night's meeting so she can clarify them and let us know if it makes a difference in your ranking that you did. Okay?
I would make a suggestion that if you want my opinion on this water deal, that you don't have me muted.
Okay.
Well, it's because you're on a phone call. And so, like, if you're on your phone or whatever, you can unmute it yourself. I don't know if
I didn't know. Well.
But no, but.
Because I was on my.
Okay, just a suggestion.
Okay, no, not a problem, but I just wanted to say.
I can unmute mine.
Because my understanding is from one town councilor that there are questions that need to be answered, and I didn't know if it was from the village or if it's from the town.
It's a regular form that you have in
our house. Right. I mean, it was a landline.
We'll have to discuss.
I don't know how to unmute those.
Okay.
But I like.
All right, mute it now.
I was going to see if they had something here that I could.
Well, yeah.
See how my laptop has all these different things. Mute yourself and unmute yourself.
My and all these things.
Okay, there you go.
Perfect.
Let's give it a little quick tutorial.
Here's all right. I'm going to sign off with you later.
Okay, then. All right.
Hey, Tom.
What?
You're not leaving yet, are you?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I got a question for you on that bent shaft in the pump.
Yes.
Did you find a shaft? Or are you going to buy a motor?
Yeah. Yep, we did. We did.
Okay.
And we're all set. Matter of fact, we were lucky. We got the whole unit. So.
Oh, okay.
And it's cool. And it's running good. Did you notice?
All right, good.
Doug, do you see I'm at the plant now?
Oh, yeah. Where's your mask?
It's all right. Don't worry about the mask.
It's for the stench.
Yeah, I'll see you when I see you.
All right.
Nice meeting.
All right.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Tom. Thanks, Paul and Marianne.
Nice talking with you.
All right. All right, then. Good night.
Good to see you all. Thank you. Thank you very much, Jackie.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
No, bye.
Bye.
I'll get the ball rolling. I'll let them put in their own words exactly what's going on. That way, I'll at least have